one. Number two, the people that were beating him on set, locked up, throw away the key. Number three, the wife. I don't want to fucking know the mother about the wife. For the fact that you're involved in the situation, you should have been locked up. That's number three. Then the Oba involved, knowing about that, he should be locked up. But Nigeria likes treaty like memorism over nonsense. Everybody talking about Mubarak today, nobody knew the boy when he was singing. Why is it now when he's dead, everybody's publicizing this young chap? We all publicizing a dead body and we're happy about it? I give kudos to everybody talking about the justice, but the problem is you're facing the wrong road at the right time. You're just talking about it, no actions. If you want to get this thing done, it's not about money. Y'all got to face it the way it should be faced, because I got to all warn you one thing. If they get away with Mubarak, they will get away with any other thing. Every other young artist out there, Nigeria has, do you know how they're marketing Nigeria in the world? Afrobeats, these are boys that don't go to school of music. These are boys that God-given talent to express the words that will touch people's lives to make them happy, even in the midst of stress. Y'all don't look at the weight of that. Now, this boy was murdered over his music because some idiot now thinks he's going to make more money than him, or because he was signed on another record deal and blindly they didn't talk to him. Who the fuck does he think he is? In Nigeria? I definitely know this thing can't happen in the Western world. But as it's happening in Nigeria, I just, every time I go on the TV and I listen to this Mubarak thing, it gets me sick. Because at the end of the day, you're making it look as if some people are untouchable. Who the fuck are they? What are they spending? What money? What have they done in this life? So they could just get away with cold blood murder and disappear? And now you all be talking about it and be making views and be making money on it on TikTok of somebody that was murdered cold blood? Man, some people should be ashamed of themselves, man. All this jabuju and all that kind of thing. I ain't got time. If I had time, I would lash their ass up and down, because if one of their child was in this kind of situation, none of them would keep quiet. So all this playing around, going around, it's sick and tired of me. I'm tired of it, because at the end of the day, from the moment that it's happened since last year, something could still be happening now. You all tell me you ain't got justice? It's silly. It's totally stupid. It means those small boys out there, they're not safe. Anything can happen to anybody and they're gone. That's it. And then at the end, you all be memorizing about it on social media. Of a cold-blooded murder case? Man, I ain't got nothing to say. But I like what you're doing, bro. I like what you're doing. The man of God that is spitting nonsense, he has forgotten. He has no fear in God. Because if he has fear in God, the garment he's holding, he's wearing in order to speak nonsense or to curse somebody, he knows definitely that the Bible does not do that. The word of God does not do that. So he does not represent himself as a man of God. And for him, even coming on social media, expresses such feeling, it's silly. He doesn't know what he's doing. And I'm sorry to say a lot of people have allowed money to sell their birthright. So they don't care. They do what they want to do. And they've forgotten that they've got children. And they've forgotten that God is looking down and there's nothing hidden under the eyes of heaven. But I just hope one day everybody will wake up and say, what are we doing? We're just doing nonsense. These people are supposed to be picked up and thrown away the key. If all of them are picked up and thrown away, locked up in different rooms and thrown away the key for 1 week, the truth will come out. The truth. If they are giving the case to the soldiers, soldiers ain't got time. They ain't got time. Within 1 week, the truth will not come out. But everybody's just doing what they like. This one will come out, comment. This one will come out, comment. And I'm wondering, what are y'all talking about? Commenting over a cold blood murder? There ain't no feeling, there ain't no half feeling. And this is what says we, that half Nigerians and half Americans over here and abroad say you want to come back home, you can't tell anybody. You can't even.